morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the morning show. We hope you're having a great one out there. Got your host, James, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together. Terry and I are going to have some fun this morning. Got a couple of different items we're going to get into. Some entertainment news coming up for you. All of that and then some. But we kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. One of our favorite jingles to play and our favorite segments of the week. Denise joining us from the Southwick County Humane Society. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning to you. Denise, I did have a good story of the day for us. We'll get to in a second. But you came in with a good story of the day.
I did.
You want to tell us what you were telling me in a break?
Yeah. Kimmy, who's kind of become a shelter favorite, got adopted last week. Right after the show, when I went back, somebody had an application and came and picked her up. Her sister, or I shouldn't say they aren't litter mates, but they came in together, and Elsa still remains with us. She is calm. She is an 8-year-old dog, but she's very, I want to say calm, not calm, but very low pace, low.
We'll call her chill.
Yeah, she's very chill. Yeah, she is. Yeah. She did not want to get in my truck this morning. Otherwise, I would have brought her here with me. She laid down, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to force poor Elsa. But Elsa is in need of a loving home. She's up to date on all her vaccinations, microchipped. So if you need like a low energy dog, and you know don't want to take her for fast walks, she doesn't pull. She's amazing.
Oh, sounds like a really good fit for certain families out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yep. Older couple, maybe.
Let's get her to a good home, everybody. And great to hear about Kimmy. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's,
Kimmy was a favorite.
Like we were talking about in our break, we love these segments. We have a lot of fun with them and everything. But our job is trying to get these animals into good homes. And that's great to hear. Really good to hear.
Thank you.
An animal that may not necessarily take too long to get adopted, I think, over across the pond, they had a lion loose.
I heard about that.
Yeah, they had a lion loose in Ireland. Well, actually, it was just a big dog. It was just a big dog.
Did you see this?
Well, really? People cut their dogs like that?
I got it up here, too, if you guys want to see it. So, police in Ireland investigated a viral video of a lion, quote, lion on the loose in the woods of eastern County Clare, discovering the animal was, in fact, a Newfoundland dog with a, quote, fresh haircut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, let's say it's dusk and you do see that kind of weaving, you know what I mean, like on the edge of your yard or something. Fair.
Newfoundies, yeah. Those dogs get big.
Newfies are big. Yeah.
And honestly, it gets me because they did the tail right, too. Yeah. They got the tail. Like, it's a great cut.
That's terrible.
Whoever did that cut did a great job, but that's also, I could see, like, what you're talking about, Terry, at dusk. That thing's coming at you. Yeah.
I would be
terrified. Thankful for the people of Ireland that they do not have loose lions that they have to worry about.
I mean, unless you get it head first and you see all the slobber, right?
Yes. Like,
wait a minute, lions don't slobber. Denise, how are things going over at the shop?
Excellent. They are doing very, very well with getting dogs and cats out the door. We keep getting kittens in. Kitten season has not slowed yet. We're hoping with the cold weather that'll slow down, but we got a fresh supply of kittens in if you're looking for a cat. And we have a couple dogs left, especially Elsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When it comes to items we can bring, we can drop off, donate, are there certain things you need more than others?
Cat litter, always. And then towels. And if anybody has used towels, if they're thinking about throwing out or giving a Goodwill, we use towels more than anything else because we use them to clean. We use them to, you know, for warmth and security for the animals so they can decompress. So towels and cat litter pretty much right now.
Even animal lovers are going to, you know, be inclined or think of things, oh, what could my pet use or something along those lines. The rags, the towels thing is such a great note. It's one of those things that as soon as you hear it, you think, oh, yeah, definitely. I could use those. And even working in shelters myself, I know we went through just tons and tons of rags and all that.
Yeah, because it's more environmentally friendly, too. You can sanitize, wash, and reuse instead of just throwing paper towel and you know, paper products into the garbages. So
I don't. I genuinely believe, literally, everybody out there listening has like a bucket or a somewhere rags mm-hmm. that are just sitting there.
Yeah. Or they're in your hall closet yes. or your bathroom yeah, closet. Yeah. And it's time to you know yeah. do something with yeah. them.
Under the kitchen sink. There's a you know
wherever they are, yeah. you have them.
I'm old sure. T-shirts. Yeah, yes, exactly. Old t-shirts, because I'm sure others think about this, but just as a reminder, not only are you doing some good by giving these items away, you're freeing up space.
That's
you
right.
are freeing up space in your home.
Declutter. Your yes. children will love you someday.
Yes, right. yes, yes, yep. 1,000 times. As somebody who's going through this with my mother and father right now, yes. Do you guys need just random pieces of wood? Because my father has an attic
say
full.
No.
Yeah, just
oh
say no.
Just say no.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, good call, good call. Good call. Denise, who is our pet of the week?
We're going to stick with Elsa. Miss Elsa came to us. Her and Kimmy's owner was hospitalized. So they both came to us, and they've been with us for a little bit. Elsa just had a grooming session yesterday, thanks to the folks at Collar Club for providing that for us. Elsa is loving, affectionate. She's a lap dog. She's a bigger dog, maybe medium to large size. But she will sleep with you. She'll sit on your lap, and she likes to go for walks. But she's not high energy, which is wonderful. But she is 8, so keep that in mind.
There, I have to say, we used to joke about this at the shelter I was at in Santa Barbara. Whenever we had a shepherd there, that was the good kid in the class.
Yep.
They were always just so well in tune, and so they listened so well. And, you know, in a shelter environment, the greatest dog of all time is going to have a difficult time focusing or listening or even hearing you above other dogs or something. Right. Yeah. And German shepherds just seem to be just built differently and just are really good at that.
Yeah.
If that is I don't want to say a concern, but if that is something that matters to you, I think German shepherds are such a great breed for that.
They are. They're so smart. And again, we always say the shelter is no place for any animal. It's not a great environment because of the stress that they are put under every single day with the noises and the people going back and forth. But our staff does a really good job of getting them out for walks and enrichment and throwing the ball and playing with them. And we have volunteers, thank God, that come every day to walk dogs and socialize cats for us too. So,
you're 100% on that. No breed, no animal really works well in a shelter or deserves
right.
to be in a shelter.
Right.
German shepherds in particular, this is a working dog. This is a dog that wants to do stuff.
Yep, they need a job.
Yeah. I think that makes Elsa a perfect fit for certain families out there that are listening.
Absolutely.
Her age is great, too. It's a great age for that dog.
Yeah, it's not too old, but not a puppy either. She's well beyond her puppy years.
I can't get over the pictures, though. All that said, the pictures alone should sell Elsa. Like, she's like very photogenic, very, very.
And she looks as pretty in person as she does in that. She's a beautiful colored dog, and she has really soft fur.
She's got a great coat and a great face. God, I can't look at these pictures too much.
Did you just click adopt?
I might as well. In my heart, I did.
Okay,
thank
fair.
You for that.
I will say that there is a great home for Elsa out there. I believe that in every bit.
Yes.
And encourage you to find out more about Elsa and some of these other great animals over there, like Dinner Roll. Dinner Roll looks like a very cute cat. Like, actually looks kind of like that cat, Dinner Roll.
I'm in on that.
Dinner
I like
coming
that.
Up. The Dinner Roll will be available soon. Where's my... Oh, Alakazam. Alakazam, I wanted to say. Not just because I wanted to say Alakazam, but also Alakazam looks like a wonderful cat.
Yeah.
There are some great animals over there. Your new best friend is waiting for you over at the Southwick County Humane Society. As far as Elsa goes, she has all the extras.
Yep, yep.
Her microchip.
Spayed. Yep, microchip too. She's ready to go.
And keep in mind too, one other thing I wanted to mention real quick, Denise, when it comes to adopting, I didn't think about this right away, but I used to mention this with others. And when it comes to you adopt this animal mm-hmm. and you bring it in, everything works out. I think that there is also sometimes I don't want to say fear, but a concern of, oh, now I'm on my own. You're always able to reach out to the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
Year, yep. 2 years later.
Absolutely.
I know this. My mom and dad were able to do it with Beth in that yep. old position. And they were they couldn't understand why Sam was so neurotic. He's always just a nervous little dog.
Yeah, some of them are.
they reached out to her, I think, 2 years after having Sam, and Beth was helpful about it and everything. The Humane Society is always going to be there for you if you need them.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how far down the line. If you have a question or an issue with an animal that you got from us, we will reach out. We will help you. We can have you come in, too. We have a trainer on speed dial that we can help with that has behavioral tips and tricks.
That's cool to hear. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah, it is good.
We appreciate our Humane Society doing some really important work in our community. Let's have their back like they have ours. Donate items if you can, and certainly take in one of these great little furry friends. They're your new best friends waiting for you over at the South O'Connor Humane Society. Learn about Elsa and so much more by emailing them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can stop on by. They're at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. And keep in mind, there is their social media. You want to share their posts on your page so other people can see them. And check out their webpage, bookmark it, and check out these great animals. Fall in love with all of them like I do at swchs.com, swchs.com. Denise, thanks again for the time.
Thanks for having us.
We will hang out again next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Terry and I will hang out with you when we come back on the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate Denise hanging out with us, our friends from the South Carolina Humane Society, joining us every Thursday with our pet of the week. Elsa is just an adorable dog.
God, she is sweet.
I can't stop looking at her. It's this great dog.
She's looking at you.
She is. Through the computer, like from the Humane Society, she is definitely staring into my soul, and she owns me now. Looking at some entertainment news, Dolly Parton might have just shared her secret to aging. She says, quote, I wish I could do a great Dolly Parton impression. They would just kill it at that. People say, well, you're going to be 80 years old. Well, so what? Look at all I've done in 80 years. I feel like I'm just getting started. I know that sounds stupid, but unless my health gives way, she's just going to keep at it. Quote, which right now I seem to be doing just fine. My health is good. I think there's a lot to be said about age. If you allow yourself to get old, you will. I say, I ain't got time to get old. I ain't got time to dwell on that. That's not what I'm thinking about. Dolly turns 80 on January 19th. She has a new memoir called coming out called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage. She has been in the public eye, I mean, obviously for decades, but I would say in recent years, been much, much more consistently. You almost don't go a month or so without hearing something about Dolly, a new album, something she's doing. She has stayed so active and she looks so good. And she, like, there's only so much makeup and different things can do. You hear her talk and you hear her healthy. She sounds healthy. Her actions seem healthy. And after losing the love of your life and to bounce back the way she has, I literally cannot even begin to imagine what that's like. And to keep the positivity that she has and all these things, that doesn't just come from good, like having good makeup. That doesn't just come from, like, she's kept herself active and kept herself busy, which has kept her mind young. And I think in a lot of ways, her body young. There's no defeating Father Time. Father Time's undefeated. But there is so much evidence and so much science behind, if you do a crossword puzzle a couple times a week, what that can do for your mind, what that can do for staving off Alzheimer's or dementia, like just a crossword puzzle. Staying active goes so much farther than I think we can truly realize, because every body is a case by case.
And there's also just something about aging gracefully, right? Yes. Like she's clearly like, hey, I'm busy, I'm active, and I'm not fighting. You know what I mean? Like some people, it just seems like you can visibly see that they fight against it, and it almost makes it
so much worse. You know? Oh, so much worse. I was just talking about this with a couple of students and everything, because I was like, look, you guys got to tell me. I dress like a teenager. You got to tell me if I start looking like that guy that's trying to hang on to his youth. Like, don't let me be that guy. They were teasing me a little bit about this and that, but when we were talking about it, it was one of those things of like, if you, the people that hang on to it, And I'm not talking about, you know, you're just starting to go gray or any of these things. I mean, you're way past that age. Turn the cap forward. All right. You hit a certain age. Turn the baseball cap backwards. Just don't work anymore, man. Turn it forward. There are certain things that I think you just grow into. Not so much. You can dress how you want to dress your whole life. Don't let anybody tell you different on that. But I say it jokingly about the baseball cap. But it's just an example of there's certain stuff I think that as you get older and you realize, wait a minute. I kind of like it forward more. It's not about what others like. It's about what you like and what works for you. And I think along with that, you're taking care of your body, your mind goes the same way.
Well, and if you look at Dolly Parton, you'd never guess she's 2 months shy of 80.
Never.
But it's a whole, I don't know. I think you look at the whole person, right? The lifestyle, yeah. The decisions. I don't know.
She's living right, and that helps. She's doing a lot of the, but as busy as she is, and as much as she puts a good front to the public eye and everything, this is somebody who's never put on airs, has never gone out of her way to try to give an impression of herself that she is not. I think that's almost that. I think you could say that's her brand. Is being real.
It's pretty authentic.
The same girl that grew up on dirt is the same girl we see now. That hasn't changed no matter how much pomp and circumstance or whatever has happened. But I think it's also important to keep in mind, I guarantee you, I cannot prove this, but I guarantee you Dolly Parton's got a favorite TV show that she sits back at 8, 9 o'clock at night and just binges. It's
I don't know.
I'm positive of it. I am positive of it. Maybe it's not a TV show. Maybe it's something else. Just listen to the music or sure. Something like that. But she's got a laid back part of her day. She's got a day. So I'm not saying you don't have that. But along with that, you know, relaxing part of your day that you do keep busy. Do a crossword puzzle. Find a McMillan, the Cultural Center, all these different places have little programs or different things you can do, different stuff. And you want to learn how to basket weave or something like that. Go learn how to basket weave. It's not only fun and you know, exciting for a lot of people and meeting new people, getting you out of the house, but it keeps your brain and your body young. It really does. You don't have to run to Mexico and get the latest surgery from some cheap Tijuana surgeon or something like that. Like, you got to do it. And by the way, it never works. It never works. Nobody has reversed aging by getting plastic surgery or filler or any of these things. It has never worked. Maybe one of the greatest hustle of all time is plastic surgery. It might be the greatest hustle ever because none of us have ever seen somebody with plastic surgery and thought, wow, they look 10 years younger. No, you just look like somebody that just had plastic surgery. I'm sure that there is good surgeons out there. I'm not making light of any of that or anything. And certainly the plastic surgery that involves helping people with injuries.
Reconstruction and that kind of thing.
Completely different.
Sure.
I didn't want to get that twisted there. But I mean, come on. Like, there's nobody who, you're not fooling anybody. Just lean into it. And chances are you're going to look even better than just going with your age. It isn't just like, you know, Paul Newman. Like, there's plenty of other people they pull that off. Good on Dolly. Good on that one. Terry, as somebody who is a little bit more in tune with country music and some of those things, have you heard about this soundtrack, Nobody Wants This, the soundtrack for the Netflix TV show? It's been the show itself has been a big hit.
Yeah, so I have not started season two. I watched season one just on a recommendation from a friend, and I thought it was hilarious. So I was waiting for two. I know it's out, but I haven't watched it. So I'm not surprised that they have good music, because I thought they had great music in the first one.
Apparently, that is one of the selling points of the show. One of the things, not that people are watching it just because of that, but one of the added benefits of the show is the soundtrack, and country music really showed up for this one. Season two just dropped alongside a full 19-track album of original songs. So that's the part that stands out to me.
That's cool.
Like, they're not just grabbing hits from these artists. They've got this version of Us from Ella Langley, one of the biggest names out there right now in music, let alone in country music. It's so cool to see what's happening for her. Lainey Wilson shouldn't surprise anybody. Like, that girl is a star. She was born to do this. Not only her, you know, she may not like this, but she's beautiful. I don't know if she likes people maybe mentioning that. She tends to be a little bit shy. That's why the cowboy hat is always on when you see her and things. But that girl was born to do this. She's born to be a star. I don't think it's that surprising. Not taking anything away from the hard work she did to get to where she is. Ella Langley has a very unique kind of voice and style. And it's, yeah, having one hit is one thing. You could see that happening for her or something like that. And in country music and the way fans are, maybe even tour or whatever, she's on a roll right now.
Yeah.
She's got like 5 different songs that are in the top 10 and all this, and she's doing great.
I think she's great. And having Riley Green in your corner doesn't hurt either. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's who helps you along the way. So, yeah, I think she's awesome.
That's a big part of this. Speaking of Lainey Wilson, Hardy was opening for her the last year, and it's really helped promote him and get him out there because he was really in a kind of niche, and then opening for her has really opened him up to like, oh, he's not just this and some of those things. But along with that, if anybody didn't see, I meant to bookmark this for you, their last show together, Hardy came out dressed as Lainey Wilson. And my God, you
that
have
would
to
be
see
awesome.
That big old beard and everything. Like, he went all in. He's got the bell bottoms on and everything. She's yelling at him. She's like, those better fit afterwards. Like,
yeah, like they better not really be mine.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great moment. It's a great moment.
That's awesome.
But a lot of people saw him as a certain thing, opening up for her, and she kind of really lightened him up a little bit and stuff. Ella Langley's had a lot of that, to your point. Chris Stapleton. Heart Letting Go. He's got an original song on there. I would say one of the top artists in the world right now, to me, is Chris Stapleton. Like, I don't care about genres. I don't anything like that. That man just makes dang good music.
Yeah.
Oh, love him.
I agree.
If the World Burns Down by Kacey Musgraves, another big artist. Along with these country artists, you got Sabrina Carpenter, Lorena Hill, Teddy Swims, Selena Gomez, all added tracks to it. Man, that's a soundtrack right there. It's... I don't know about you, but as I'm talking about it and reading the article, got almost nostalgic to me because it reminded me of when we were growing up, and it was just I cannot necessarily prove this, but I genuinely believe A Hill I Will Die On, the 90s were the king of the soundtracks. Like, there were so many bad movies that came out, but the soundtrack was banging. The soundtrack was awesome, but the movie, oh, I didn't see that. But the soundtrack was amazing, and we kind of got away from that a little bit, and it seems like it's coming back with TV shows where they're getting these soundtracks, and like not just a couple of artists or whatever, but like just bangers.
Yeah, that's cool.
Writing original songs and stuff. That's impressive to me. It's also really smart on everybody involved. It helps the show, helps the artist. You know, you're speaking of artists getting a little bit more attention because of who they're, you know, opening for or something like that. This is a similar way of getting to a new audience. If you're a country artist, you're kind of stuck sometimes. This may turn you on to a whole new audience. No different than, you know, Teddy Swims maybe getting, you know, country artists listening to this who haven't heard Teddy Swims and like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And, you know, hearing some of that. It's a really smart move by all parties. That is pretty cool. Other cool things going on in our area, I wanted to mention real quick, like our great friends over at Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina, were in here yesterday putting up with my silly questions and everything. And one of the things we were talking about is their panel discussion and health talk coming up on the 18th, next Tuesday, 5:15, right at their stomping grounds at 910 West Grand Avenue here in Rapids. This is an awesome opportunity to come with your questions. They do a really nice job with these discussions, focusing on certain things, digestive help or, you know, essential oils. This is just a gumbo. This is just a smorgasbord. You tell questions about anything. And I think for a lot of people nowadays, we're used to being able to, okay, if I have a question, I'll call up, you know, this and this and this. And now people are tired of that. They don't call places as much anymore because they're used to getting an automated service or something. We want to do things in person. We feel more comfortable asking questions in person. I think that this discussion is perfect for that. Along with, you go there and maybe you don't have a set question, but you might have one come up when you hear other people's questions.
Or you just hear their questions and the responses. You don't have to ask a question, right? Like, you can be an observer.
And this is one of those things that they're doing. There's no profit in this for them. There's no overhead for them in this. This is just something they're doing because they love this community and like helping out. And that's the bottom line, the mission for them over there at Family Natural Foods. Make sure to RSVP if you're going to go to their Facebook page and do so. Otherwise, just show on up. It's going to be a fun one. And panel discussion and health talk happening next Tuesday at 5:15 over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Buy local, support local, support those. It's support our community like they do. And of course, it's a Thursday. We encourage you to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. Get on over to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. All the hard work Melissa and Michael and so many of our civic media brethren are putting into that article. Melissa is our EP of it, and she does an amazing job. Appreciate all the work everybody's putting into that newsletter, which is only getting more and more popular, and that's thanks to all of you. So we appreciate you out there. Thanks so much for spreading the word and signing up for that newsletter. And while you're over there, why don't you go ahead and slip us a recipe? Slip us a recipe. Oh. We're wrapping this up on Friday, everybody. We're wrapping
tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We're wrapping up our submissions for the recipes because we got to get these to the printer. We got to get them out. We are looking to collect as many recipes as possible. You still have time. Help. I think this is such a cool idea. Think about 10, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, somebody looking through this cookbook and seeing your family recipe, seeing your family name. That's pretty cool, I think. It's a really cool part of your legacy with this community. It's our way of just thanking the community. We're not doing this for profit. We're not doing this and, going to be trying to sell a billion copies or something like that. Heck, if your recipe is submitted, we're giving you a free copy.
What about a million?
Maybe a minute, all right. Maybe. But we want you to be a part of this. It won't be the same without you. Go to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and submit your recipe. Encourage you to do that, everybody. If you have already submitted a recipe, but you have another one, you can still submit another one. You can submit more than one. That's okay. I cannot guarantee that all of them will make it, but you can definitely submit more than one. Head on over to WFHR.com and get that recipe submitted. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're talking World Kindness Day. 7 ways to celebrate World Kindness Day is coming up with Terry and James on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got Terry and James hanging out with you, and thanks for hanging out with us. We'll get into our schedule, some good stories of the day, and some great events going on in their area. Before we wrap things up, we will get an update from the United Way as well. But it is World Kindness Day. It's been a thing for almost 30 years now. A bunch of charities get together in 1997 and started the World Kindness Movement, and this kind of was birthed from that back in 1998. It's a day when you're encouraged to do random acts of kindness. This is one of my favorite things in society is when we just agree to do things. And no, there was no bill that was passed. There was no guilt that was laid or anything like that. We just, as people, decide, that person trying to get there to the elevator, I'm going to hold it open for. That person carrying a bunch of bags in their hands and everything, I'm going to hold the door open for. Just randomly little things like this.
I wonder why we don't just do that all the time.
Right. And I hope that stays in people's minds, that it doesn't have to be World Kindness Day to be that kind of person.
Hold the door.
You can make the difference. You can be the difference in the world. And I will say this, and I don't think I'm going to win a lot of people over with this one, but when I went from Chicago to the middle of Wisconsin and dealt with a lot of that culture shock, one of the things that helped me were the things that were the two groups of people shared in common. And one of the things that is very consistent to me my whole life, whether I'm in Illinois or I'm in Wisconsin, the holding the door open, the doing the little things like that. Now, in Chicago, I'm not going to lie to you, they may not make eye contact, but they will hold the door open for you. 9 out of 10 people will do that.
So hold the door, but don't look at me.
The Midwest mentality maintains no matter where, if a big city or not. Milwaukee, Madison, I felt a very similar thing as much as I do in these towns. I don't think anybody does kindness like rural communities do, like communities we do. You and I know this very well, Terry, both as a nonprofit where you guys are and sitting here where we do and at WFHR for 85 years. We know this. We know that our community is capable of it. Be capable of it every day. Today is a good one for it, though. Maybe even a good day to start the streak.
Good reminder.
Yeah. It's a day to do different things. Like, we've got a list here. Here are a few ideas from the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. Compliment the next 3 people you talk to. I think this is one of the earliest things I learned. I watched my Nana I think we were standing in line or something like that, but I watched my Nana, just this person was going past and she sees him and just like immediately stops. And I don't know if she grabbed their arm or the cart, but she's like, "Your hair looks amazing. I love your hair." And this lady lit up. She just lit up like crazy. And then she just went about the rest of her day. I never saw her again. My Nana never talked to this person again, as far as I know, or anything like that. But that little bit of a thing gave that woman a great feeling, a great moment that I hope she carried throughout the day, or at the very least got her through the next hour or whatever it is. Now imagine doing that for three people. You know,
Do it. That's awesome.
Goes so much farther than you realize. I would, you know, be smart about it. You know, I would not say, "Dang!" Like, no, that doesn't.
Well, it depends who you're saying it to.
Exactly. True. Very true.
I think. You know, I immediately think of like three people that I know who are so good at that. Like every time I'm around them, it's not even that it's me. Like they are complimenting people, or they come into a room and they just automatically call something out. That's something I need to be better at. I mean, I think that's a really cool thing.
I think we could all be a little bit better about it. I think more than times than not, people don't realize how much kindness, how a kind word can help, how far it can go. Speaking for myself, I have not had a lot of this in life. When I do experience it, it is like reverberating through my body. I feel it almost physically to the point. It goes a long ways. And you hear me on these airwaves for a long time. I ramble about people or nonprofits or businesses or how great they are or anything like that, because I am always of the mind I'm going to overdo it before I'm going to underdo it. Not to say there has to be one or the other, but for me, it's just the way my brain works. Write a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher. So I think that's a really sweet idea. I imagine that a lot of our audience, or some of our audience at least, might not have kids in school anymore. Maybe that your kid's teacher or your kid's favorite teacher or something like that is still teaching. What a cool letter that would be to get, you know, from a student that you had 10 years ago or something like that. Encouraging that kid to write that letter wouldn't be a bad idea. And even just current teachers, writing a letter is really nice and everything, but how about asking how you can help? You know, do you guys need supplies of anything, or do you need a volunteer or something like that? Like, being involved, I think, can go just as far as a heartfelt note. Say good morning to that random person next to you on the elevator or the train or the bus, or just when you're standing in line at the grocery store or the gas station or the coffee shop to get your coffee.
That's one of mine. Like, I say good morning to everybody. And it is funny because sometimes you do startle people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like not intentionally, or, you know, whatever, but like, I might be walking in somewhere and you see somebody in the parking lot and I'm like, "Oh, good morning." And sometimes they, you know, it's like you said, like, don't make eye contact. You know?
I can speak to this. Terry is 100% that person, on air, off air. That's just who she is. I know this because the first couple times we met, you were really nice to me and I thought, "Oh, she likes me," and everything. And then I see that you're nice to everybody. I'm like, "Oh, okay." pick up litter when you see. I'm just
special, not special.
Pick up litter. There is, especially after Halloween and it's, you know, the colder months and everything. We know that there's litter around, whether it's in your yard or not. Pick it up, throw it away.
You know, this is a perfect time to give a shout out. I have absolutely no idea what their names are, but literally every single morning there is a couple. A man and a woman, mm-hmm. I'm assuming they're a couple, walking A Street every single morning before 7, I see them, and they are literally just picking up trash that terrible, irresponsible people discard. But literally, like, they have a bag and they are picking up litter, and I've been seeing this for years. So whomever you are, maybe you're back inside taking a break right now, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is awesome. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Appreciate them. Whoever those people are, if you know them, please thank them for us. And as a side note, it shouldn't just be on them. You know, it'd be nice to see some other people pick up the mantle and also do that as well, especially any younger people out there getting the habit of doing that. I look at this community like I look at my living room or my house. Like, I'm not going to leave it looking bad, and I'm not going to do that to my community. I live here. I walk these streets. I want them to look all right. I don't think that is asking a lot, and I don't think that's a big deal to do. Say something positive on social media to compete with all the negativity on there. I think this is becoming a bigger and bigger one in the world. I encourage everybody to do this. Long time ago, I started doing this, and I got a lot of my teachers at Second City too, and I got my mom and dad too. My brother and sister say they do. I don't know if they do or not. But we all get frustrated. We all get angry. And you want to leave a comment. Fine. Go right ahead. Try to be an adult about it, but leave your negative comment. But you cannot leave a negative comment unless you leave a positive one somewhere else, because you definitely had a good experience somewhere. We got to take the time to do this. I don't want to brag, Terry, but I got a new mattress the other day. Yeah. After needing one for about 15 years,
I
finally did the adult thing and
all
got a
good
mattress. But what do you do with the old one, right? You know, you got the old one. Is he going to throw it in the basement where I got my parents' other stuff down there and everything? So on the site, they had a thing where somebody could, you know, we'll pick it up for you. And I hadn't seen the service before because I've never bought a mattress for myself. So I was a little surprised by this. I thought it was really cool service. The company that I bought it from, they put this out to Angie's List. And then somebody locally comes and picks up the mattress. This was all very new to me and my parents. We had somebody come by a day early and pick up the mattress. And I wasn't there for it, but my mom and dad said it went really good. The guy was great, all this. So I get an email, of course, saying, hey, how was your experience? What do you do? Now, I am not going to lie to everybody. I, like you out there, I tend to just delete those. I don't really think much of it. But then I remembered, boy, I haven't left a good comment in a long time. I haven't done anything like that in a long time. I'll do this. I'll put 10 minutes aside and do it. Well, it took me a minute.
I was going to say, no way it took 10.
It took me a minute to basically click twice. I clicked twice and I was done. And this person got a good review that they deserved. Again, I understand in this day and age, if you want to vent, you're not happy with your service or something like that. I'm not telling people not to speak their mind. Just along with that, leave a positive comment somewhere. Or in your negative comment, one of the things that they did right, they got your order wrong, but it was on time. It was on time, but, you know, whatever.
But rarely does hopping on and leaving a negative comment, public comment, actually do anything about the negative experience.
Yeah.
So be an adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't just go on social media and say something positive. Do it, like you said, in the form of a comment, because all we see is negative comments.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
It goes a lot farther. And you know, you'd want somebody to do it for you. I don't think it's asking a lot. Leave a generous tip. If you're able to and you can, I think that's another great way of showing kindness today. And text or call a random friend just to tell them how awesome they are. Just randomly, especially people that you haven't talked to in a while. This is a great one. That's a fantastic one.
It is awesome. They'll be super suspicious, right? Like all of a sudden they get a text from you that just says you're awesome. What do you want?
I love my little brother. My little brother is one of my best friends. Nicholas texts me something nice right now. I'm immediately thinking, what does he need? What does he want?
But you know what?
It's a great one, though.
At a minimum, it sparks a conversation.
Yep. And to that point, Terry, so many of these things can do that. We know that especially our senior population, but really a lot of people out there are dealing with isolation issues. And then we got fall and winter coming, which is only going to double or triple that. These kind of things start off conversations, may even start a friendship, or at the very least, get you out of the house and get you working with people, talking to people, get you a little socialism out there. So being social a little, that social is not what I meant to say.
Where is this going?
Yeah. Well, he took that in a different direction. Getting a little bit of that social out of your system and everything in your system. There is no negative to these. There is no, and I heard one of these medication ads the other day. I finally heard the one. It was for some, I believe it was for restless leg syndrome. And the first thing, side effects may include less restless leg syndrome. Like, it was in the side effects was the actual thing that you're taking it for. This, no side effects. No side effects to this. Leaving a generous tip, leaving a heartfelt note to your kid's teacher, picking up litter. Literally, no side effects to these. All good feelings, all good stuff. You can find out more by going to randomactsofkindness.org, randomactsofkindness.org. Truly embrace World Kindness Day every day, everybody. We will come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye.
Time to wrap up the show, the morning show here at WFHR. Terry and I are going to take you right to the top of the hour. Nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout your day, everybody. Stick around for it, and be sure to join us over at WFHR.com. Not only to go over there to sign up for the newsletter, you're going to have a new edition showing up real soon. Of course, want you to submit those recipes. We're wrapping up the deadline for that this Friday, so get those recipes submitted to us before the end of the day on Friday. But also head on over there for the Rapids Report. Some great conversations with some of our wonderful local individuals out there. Today, we're going to talk to UW Extension's 4-H coordinator, Laura Huber. Looking forward to hanging out with Laura. Always fun hanging out with her and some of the cool things they're doing over there at 4-H. And we will also, in another episode today, we will be joined by our friends from the Performing Arts Center. For those that do not know, the Performing Arts Center is celebrating a big anniversary coming up. They got a big one that we're looking forward to celebrating with them. That is around the corner. So we'll be talking about that and plenty more. Catch up on old episodes. Share them on social media as well. Make sure to spread the word about the Rapid Support. Appreciate everybody who has done so already. And other great local things going on, Terry, I wanted to touch on. Just a quick reminder about Elsa. Find out more about Elsa, our pet of the week, over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Head on over there at swchs.com. And not only find out about Elsa and some of these other great animals over there, find out ways that you can impact your community and help out our friends at the Humane Society. Encourage you to do that. And we started our show this way. Let us wrap it up this way, Terry. Getting an update on the United Way. How is campaign season going?
Going pretty good. 1 week left to get in on the sweepstakes. Deadline is Friday, November 21st. We encourage everyone in the community to make a donation. And when that donation is at least $1 a week, so $52 a year, you do qualify for our sweepstakes, which is one of five $1,000 cash prizes. All prizes are sponsored by local companies, so it is not any donor dollars that go into that. This is an effort to get new donors, attract new people to our campaign. So I certainly, I think with this last week, kind of crunch, here's the urgency, right? That's really where we are focused, because we can't do any of the work we do without our donors. So this is the time. Fall is our fundraising season. And we really just encourage people to give in a variety of ways. You can give through your workplace. If they have a workplace campaign, you can stop by and see us at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And probably the easiest and lightest lift is you can go on our website and you can make a donation right there on the website.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Be the change in your community. Find out more and find out ways you can impact your community with the United Way by going to their website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. Be a part of things over at the United Way. Be the change. Thank you for that, Terry. Appreciate it. I got some great things going on in our community I wanted to touch on. Today is the day. McMillan Concert Series continues with Brian Drow. Tonight, 7 to 9:30 over at their beautiful Fine Arts Center. Check out Brian Drow. He is described as a pop folk artist, a large dose of blues and rock and country. And if you go, get ready to sing and move along with Brian, because you're not going to be able to help yourself. And Brian loves that. He really loves interacting with the audience. I watched a little bit of his work and he's good. He's good. That's going to be a fun show tonight over at McMillan, 7 to 9:30. McMillan Concert Series continues with Brian Drow. Keep in mind, this is a free concert, everybody. Head on over and enjoy a free show. Brian Drow. It's going to be a good one. Surviving the holidays, help and hope as you navigate the holiday season. Wondering how you will survive the weeks surrounding Thanksgiving and Christmas? Are you dreading those holidays? Knowing that everything has changed, happy memories and such. The Surviving the Holidays seminar is especially for people who are grieving a loved one's death this time of year. This will take place at St. Luke's Lutheran Church at 2011 10th Street South, right here in Rapids. It is going on today, kicked off at 10, but it'll be continuing until noon. Then it'll also go from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight. How cool of them to do two different sessions of this.
Yeah, that's great.
I can only imagine that they only have so many people that are able to, and yet they're able to do two different sessions for these. Wonderful of them. Really appreciate them doing this. Surviving the Holidays happening at St. Luke's Lutheran Church today at 10 to 20 to noon, and then 6:30 to 8:30 over at 2011 10th Street South. You do not have to be alone. Lean on the people in this community. That's a really cool event they're doing. Our friends over at Park Place Adult Day Services have their 40th anniversary open house happening today from 1 to 3. Head on over there at 223rd Avenue South, Suite 2, right here in Rapids. This is open to the public. If you have questions, you've wondered about things over there, or just in general, great opportunity. Great opportunity to head on over there and say hi to the team over there. They're good people over there at that. And we were talking about the Lights of Love event coming up with our Heart of the Wisconsin, with our friends over at Aspirus. We had them join us yesterday morning. We are looking forward to this event as a community. This is a community tradition since 2001. A great opportunity to represent and talk about those loved ones that we miss. And we encourage you to be there for the event. It is going on Wednesday, November 19th. Things kick off at 5:30, right over at Aspirus, Wisconsin Rapids, location of 410 Dewey Street. And we will be there broadcasting live. We're going to be down there. I believe Beth is going to be down there broadcasting. You can listen to the live broadcast on right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. This is a wonderful event that we're very humbled to be a part of. Encourage you to be a part of it, everybody. Keep in mind, you can also sit in your car and listen to us at the event. I think that's a really cool thing that they
do.
Yeah,
that is.
Purple Heart is one of the most prestigious awards a member of the military can receive. I would say any human being in history of awards, this is one of the highest. And an official in Illinois just helped the family of a World War II veteran named James Bennett get his back. James died in 1990 at the age of 76, and he'd apparently left the award in a safe deposit box, which was marked as abandoned. Now it had been reunited with his family. Unfortunately, it sounds like it. This is a common issue with a lot of these because I think many of us have heard stories of this over the years. My papa, he got medals. He didn't keep them. They were medals. You know, sometimes it's because of the memories that are attached to them. Sometimes it's because soldiers don't do things for medals. And whatever the reason, these individuals deserve these, but their loved ones, I think it means even more to them. We are very thankful that before we lost my papa at the VFW that they had in Florida, somebody came and presented him with a flag. We got a video of it. I can't talk about it. I get too emotional. But I was so thankful for that. And thankful for this story and these kind of situations. That's pretty cool. Bladder cancer is very hard to treat, but a new slow-release treatment achieved a remarkable success in eliminating tumors in 82% of patients with high-risk non-muscle invasive bladder cancer that had resisted prior treatments.
Wow, that's great.
We're making some moves on that. It's a small implant that releases a drug to wipe out cancer cells. With the success of this, it may lead to other, cancer work being done, and any dent we can put in cancer, that's a win. That's a win and should be talked about, and every single person out there should know about that just as much as you know about all the other random things that we hear about in 24/7 news cycles right. And everything. Why we're not covering stories like this more is an insult to our intelligence. A small school district in Ohio set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway and invited students to share something good that's happened to them recently, and that has been really
Isn't
successful.
Isn't that fun? Just random?
I love it. Great show today, Terry. And be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.